Chit-chat from around the world, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego, magister Małgorzata Bączyńska.
Last Sunday was marked by the 17th Poznań Marathon that gathered around 6,000 runners from all around the world. And probably while some were complaining about some extra minutes spent in a car waiting for the runners to pass by, others supporting their family members taking part in the race, also there must have been those who were just wondering of what it was like to be a part of such a long running race. What does it feel like to run with other 5,999 runners? And most important, what is it like to cross the finishing line being completely exhausted? Well, I guess no one can tell you, even if they are professional runners, because the thoughts that run through the runner's head are as different as chalk and cheese and unique to an individual runner. The only way to find out is to take part in such a competition. Well, maybe not a marathon at the beginning, but just to start running in general. Since the beginnings are always the most difficult and your running habits are not yet well developed, let me just give you a few tips of how to start. Well, everybody knows that Rome was not built in a day. So remember not to bite off more than you can chew. Running the distance of 10 kilometers on your first training won't bring you any good. It is just the first step to start hating the sport. A much better idea is to start with run and walk strategy. Only short distances of running interchangeably with walking. After some time, you will see how easy it will be to gradually extend the running intervals. Some say that you can start with 1 minute of running for every 4 minutes of walking, and then increase the running time. Remember about your goal. Name it better health, losing weight, showing off, whatever. Your goal is to achieve it, but without any hurt. Your body also needs some adaptation period, unless you want to end your running career with IT band syndrome, runner's knee, or other serious injuries. Your body is your boss, so listen to it carefully. If a muscle doesn't open, don't eat it, as the proverb says. If you feel you can't do something, something hurts you, well, don't ignore it. A persistent pain may worsen and end up with a serious injury. See a doctor before your next training. And the final tip today is to invest in really good running shoes. You can handle without other gadgets at the beginning, but go to the specialist, ask for the advice, and enjoy your brand new running shoes. Okay, not to overload your brain with too many tips, you're gonna listen to part 2 next Tuesday. In the meantime, I wish you a very peaceful evening. Well, and I personally go for a short run. Have a nice evening.
Chit-chat from around the world, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego magister Małgorzata Bączyńska.